So make sure you listen online. All right. Tafresh Ayin Ches. Yesterday we saw that Ner Shabbos comes before Ner Chanukah, but nowadays it might not be so pasha because we have electricity. So Mechaber continues, Yeshlo L'shel Shabbos, Ve'eimo Ner Chanukah L'ayin L'kiddush Hayom, Yikla Ner Chanukah Mishum Pesumei Nisa. If you have enough for Shabbos, but not enough for Ner Chanukah, or for wine, or Kiddush Hayom, then once you have Ner Shabbos, so then Ner Chanukah comes before Yain and Kiddush because of Pesumei Nisa. V'ad Ner Chanukah Kodem L'Yain Havdalah, Ner Chanukah also comes before wine for Havdalah. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it must be that you have bread, because if you have no bread, then bread beats Ner Shabbos in the first place, and you can fulfill Kiddush on bread. That's why you don't need to buy the Kiddush wine. Chanukah beats Kiddush wine because you could just make Kiddush on bread instead. But if you don't even have bread, then bread would beat Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. Tafrei Shain Tes, Erev Shabbos, Madlikin, Ner Chanukah, Tchila V'Achakach, Ner Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, we light Chanukah candles first, and then Shabbos candles. The reason for this is, in order to fulfill the opinion who holds that you accept Shabbos upon lighting Shabbos candles. Now, most people can disagree with that. After all, we don't do that. We don't accept Shabbos when we light Shabbos candles, because we go to Daven Mincha right afterwards. So, since we don't really accept it, if you happen to have lit Shabbos candles already and you weren't Mekabel Shabbos, then you could obviously Neres Chanukah afterwards. But women have the minhag to accept Shabbos upon lighting Shabbos candles. And therefore, if she lit Shabbos candles, she can no longer light Chanukah candles. She would have to ask someone else light for her, and they would make the bracha. But she could make Sh'asa Nisim and Shechianu if it's the first night. So again, Shabbos candles come first. Shabbos Ner Chanukah comes first because we want to be concerned for the opinion that says that you accept Shabbos when you light Shabbos candles, even though we don't really do that. You're allowed to make the bracha on it, even though you light Chanukah candles early on Erev Shabbos. You need to light after Plag Mincha, but you obviously need to light earlier. You obviously need to light earlier because you can't wait until Shkia in order to light. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim. This is a very important point. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim who say that you should be makpid to daven Mincha early on Erev Shabbos Chanukah because you're so sure yourself. Plug for the early Mincha next week. Because you're so sure yourself, if you light Chanukah candles and then you go to daven Mincha, you make no sense, because by lighting Chanukah candles, you're saying it's already the next night. But if you then go to daven Mincha, you're saying it's still daytime. So you contradict yourself. So therefore, the Achronim write that it's best to daven Mincha early on Erev Shabbos and then light candles afterwards. B'di'eved, if you lit candles and didn't daven Mincha yet, so you can still daven Mincha, but you just appear to be contradicting yourself, so it's better to avoid. Tafresh Pei, Shalol Laniach Aneros Samach LePesach B'Lel Shabbos, L'El Shabbos Tzarech Litein Shum Dover Lachos Bein Aneros LePesach B'Shvil HaRuach Shalol Yechabah Aneros Shepaseach HaSadelas. When you're lighting next to the door, which was their minhag, so on Friday night, you need to make sure that you put something to separate between the door and the candles so that the candles don't get blown out. And specifically Friday night, where maybe if it's a psik reisha that it's going to get blown out, it's a problem to put it there because it's like you're blowing it out. So therefore, it should be avoided.